Hi, everybody. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial, bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. Happy to be with you. Happy to separate. Someone was asking me the difference in relationships, and I said, well, there are two kinds of relationships. There are the people who are aware of themselves and the people who are not aware of themselves. And the people who are aware of themselves live a certain way. They're asking themselves questions over and over again. Who am I? What am I doing? Why am I doing this? Not asking themselves questions to be critical of themselves, but asking them questions so that they think that they're not just doing automatic reactions, because it's so easy to follow in the path of your parents and your grandparents. It's so easy to do everything just the way they did it. So if your husband says something you don't like, you get mad at him. If he does something you disagree with, you just get angry. Or you have secrets and you live a life of secrets. These are the ways that people survived before they had any idea that they could change their own brains, change their own minds. They lived by the wisdom of their ancestors. But we have a different opportunity. We, as humans, now have a chance to live a higher quality of life. And the higher quality of life means that we are not just doing everything on automatic. We are not having automatic reactions. We don't automatically get jealous, angry, disappointed, sad. We begin to understand that it's our expectations sometimes that cause the problems, and it's our own needs that may be in the way. We understand that there are different times for us, that there may be a time after work when you're really fatigued, when maybe it's best not to talk to you. There may be a time during the month when you're in a certain hormonal mood, when it's maybe not just the best you functioning. You get to learn that there are different yous at different times. And as you begin to get more control of yourself and awareness of yourself, you react differently. Therefore, when you're with your partner, you're not just blaming them for everything. You're not blaming them for everything that goes wrong. You begin to own and take responsibility for some of which might need examination. So how do you get to know about yourself? How do you grow? Well, that's the essence of today's conversation. Everyone eventually finds and lives their own wisdom. They get there with or without help. Eventually, age works. Age, maturity, life experience, great teachers. But then there's the people who are the therapists, the psychologists, the healers, the people supposedly like me. We have ways of helping you accelerate the process so that people can have their wisdom while their bones are still flexible enough to dance. Try to learn a little earlier what it is to be you. There are some people who are stuck in a rigid, negative mindset for a long period of time, sometimes longer than life itself. These are the ones who suffer continuously. Prolonged stress or mental anguish are clear signs of emotional disturbance, of some stress that you've put on yourself that gets fixed. It doesn't go anywhere, and it just keeps repeating itself. The mind begins working against itself. Your own thoughts become your own enemy, against your own personal growth. The mind is intent on keeping you the same as you always were, rather than helping you change. When your mind does that, when you see yourself caught in a perpetual pattern where you can't seem to step out of it, that's the time that you need help. Here's where a good friend or someone really makes the difference. You need to get your mind working for yourself, not against yourself. And in some of these cases, counseling, psychotherapy is really helpful. For others, however, for people who are not just dealing with damage and dealing with pain, therapy is a way of speeding up the growth process. Even if you don't need it, even if you're normal, sometimes you want to go beyond normal. Sometimes you want to get to a little above normal. It's an extremely useful luxury, not a critical necessity. But why wait to be wise? What's the best investment you could make in yourself? Am I selling psychotherapy? No, because I think most of it is not worth its money. But if you spend your money taking trips, hoping that you could excite yourself by seeing new vistas, how much money would you spend taking trips inside your mind? Looking inside your mind, it costs you just about nothing. And the map is so extraordinary. Why go through a series of difficult relationships to learn what works best for you? Deep in the recess of your mind, the wisdom you need is there. So therapy, the idea of therapy, is a great way of getting all your marbles to work for you sooner rather than later. And by therapy, I just don't mean psychotherapy where you go pay a psychologist or a social worker. I mean therapy. I mean like physical therapy would be even going to a gym because you're going to exercise your mind. Let's talk about the potential of therapists as healers. I believe there are no real healers in life, just guides. Although we'd like to believe that others have magical powers to change our lives, we really have all the wisdom we need to fix our own lives. Therapy is helping a person develop their power of introspection, observation, and change. It's at best, it helps motivate and excite you as a student of life. Neither I nor anyone I know heals anyone. Ultimately, it's your house. Your design. You are your own architect and mechanic, building and fixing as you see fit. We, the professionals, we're the tool masters. We help you find the tools and teach you how to use them. Life becomes an exciting game of trying new approaches, extending your grasp to embrace the new, rather than desperately trying to hold on to the past. So what are some things that you could do to expand your mind? Let's start off with a trick I learned called appointment book therapy. You do this by yourself. In your diary or appointment book or on your modem or on your cell phone, on your modem. Every day at noon, write a number from 1 to 10 which represents your mood or feeling at that time. 10 represents feeling the best, and 1 represents feeling the worst, the pits. At the end of the week, add them up. How many numbers do you have? If you have 7 days in a week, and your average number is 7, you'll probably have a number like 49. All right? At the end of the week, add them up. Do the same for at least 4 weeks. You'll be surprised at the results, which can only be had if you try it. Write me and let me know about your experience, because something unusual happens. As you begin asking yourself, what is my mood today? Just the very question of you asking changes your mood. And your numbers get better. Sometimes you don't want to even see yourself. And you look at it and you say, what's my mood? And you wind up being a 2 or a 3. And you say, I didn't even know I was feeling that bad. But shortly thereafter, just the recognition of that will make your numbers even better. Then you can start fooling around with the chart. What days did you feel better than what other days? Are Wednesdays better for you than Fridays? Are Tuesdays better? It's a simple technique, but it's one of introspection. Here's another one that I like very much. I call it the love game. What is the best feeling you ever have? The best feeling. A good meal, making love, sleeping. Write it down. Describe the sensation and anything else that's part of it. What is your worst feeling? What is your best feeling? What is your worst feeling? Describe your worst feeling. What's the worst feeling you could have? Now, after you write down your best and your worst feeling, Try to answer this question for someone you love. Think about someone you love and think about what's their best feeling. So you have a girlfriend, right? And you say to yourself, what's her best feeling? What's the best she ever feels? And try to think of a scenario that she would have, that she would be feeling. Is it when she's at the beach and running free? Is it when she wakes up in the morning? Is it when she's with you? What's the best feeling she ever has? And then think about that one step further. What's the worst feeling she ever has? When have I known her to feel her very, very worst? Or what has she told me about the very worst she feels? Now, this is a fascinating thing, because what happens between two people is you're sharing a level of intimacy that you're not used to sharing. You have to be very careful when somebody reports to you what their worst feeling and best feeling are, not to make any comments about it. Because anything you say can go through like an incisor. It could be a knife. It could go right through to their bellies. When someone is willing to share with you their best and worst feeling, be quiet. Listen. Accept. Try not to criticize. Try not to analyze. Try not to do anything. They may not tell you. But if you ask yourself about yourself, what is my best feeling? And what is my worst feeling? And then you ask yourself, what is my mate's best feeling and my mate's worst feeling, without even talking to your mate, you're going to learn something about what you project. Your worst feeling and her worst feeling may be the same or may be totally different, but you'll learn something just by asking the question. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM in your dial. We're trying to give you some ideas, some ways of helping you grow yourself, get better in life, and this is part of our project. So this, after you get together with your mate, you could compare notes, you could discuss with curiosity. Curiosity becomes the essential element here. When you ask the question, what did you mean by, how did this, that's what we're looking for. Describe it. Compare notes. Make sure that you're not judgmental about anything. So if she says to you, the best feeling I have is when I'm hugging my other friend, my girlfriend, don't say, what about me? Right? Leave that part out of it and you'll learn.
You are listening to The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille on WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial.
This is Armand DeMille, almost back with you on a regular schedule, which will now be all Tuesdays and all Wednesdays, I've been reassured, here on WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial, but of course, exceptions for important days like Wednesday holidays. It's almost a regular schedule, but we're still underwater. And what that means is that we are still fighting a financial hardship never before seen at this station, which threatens the very existence of the station and this program. A combination of forces have created what's called the perfect storm. If you remember the movie The Perfect Storm, a perfect storm was not beautiful. A perfect storm was a disaster. First, we started off with being a non-commercial station, refusing money given to us in exchange for selling products or censoring our information. Years ago, there was a government that supported this freedom of speech, as you well remember. But then, especially with the Bush administration, the Iraq and Afghani war, and 9/11, funding was pulled back. Who wanted us to exist? Who cared about us existing? Who wanted to see the coffins coming back from Iraq? Who wanted to hear what was really going on in the world? Not many people. Just like Julian Assange, truth is to be deemed inconvenient. And WBAI stood for and stands for Truth in Radio. The next phase of the storm was the economy itself. The rich got richer, price of oil rose, you were losing your homes. The poor got poorer. The rich supported Fox News and all the commercials, including those drug commercials. Did you ever hear one of those chemical commercials? You can take this drug, but your ear is going to fall off, and some people's nose falls off, and then you're going to lose your erection, and you're going to hate your mother and all of that. But, you know, it's still a wonderful drug. So the rich were getting rich, and the farms were getting better. The word went from F-A-R-M to P-H-A-R-M as a new economy. That was not, the rich were not supporters of WBAI and Truth and Radio, so donations changed. Even some of the positions we took, like that one against the kind of Zionist aggression, not all Zionism is bad, but the kind of aggression that just meant take over and hurt, cost us donors, people who said, they must be anti-Semitic. Deeply. And wealthy do no longer, the wealthy were no longer supporting WBAI on the station. But Amy Goodman would not go away. Truth and Radio persisted. We kept broadcasting. Then came intermittent struggles, as do all public venues that were in within the office itself. Factions trying to get to see whose point of view was going to prevail. And you began hearing that on the air. Management against management, fights against, you know, people fighting with other people, people criticizing people, because we were not censored. It was like listening to a family arguing. Hey, our telephone number is 516-620-3602. Let me tell you why I'm giving you that phone number. That's the phone number to donate to the transmitter fund, which is this is what it, this pitch is about. Because now let me take you back to where we were, back to the storm. We are back. We were fighting with each other. Yes, we were all falling apart trying to survive. But we're back to the united group of dedicated people, programmers who are fighting this cause in which we truly believe. There are people who work for this station, like me, who have nothing, no need to be broadcasting. We've got plenty of stuff going for us on the side. I'm a good full-level professional with a beautiful agency of people working for me. But we were moving along, and this station has always had my support. The last part of the storm was Hurricane Sandy. It was crippling. With it, our expenses went way overhead. Bills grew. People didn't get paid. Among the expenses, the most important of which, not only our rent, $50,000 a month rental bill for our antenna. The antenna, why is that so important? Because without the antenna, there is no radio. Without the antenna, we cannot broadcast. The antenna sits on top of the Empire State Building. And you see it. With that, 50,000 watts of power. A lot of power. Going every direction. All different directions to you people on all five states. And through that, through it going to you, it also goes through the internet all over the world. Imagine this. Imagine a voice here goes into a microphone. From that microphone, it goes via phone wire to WBAI's main station. From the main station, it gets transmitted to the tower. From the tower, up the antenna. From the antenna, it stretches out and sends these radio beams to a satellite. Well, maybe not to the satellite, but they do go across. It's kind of a funny thing. You know, when you think about an antenna, you think about this kind of phallic symbol. You know, here's this big, pointed, tall, long object that we're dependent on. And from it seeds the very radio programming that goes across the waves and enters your radio. It's a very thing. And from that is born, from the radio is born, the very sound you're listening to. So it's like a creation or a recreation. But in order for that to take place, we cannot do it without the transmitter. We owe them $500,000, and we're trying to pay it off. And so we got to this fund drive. We were very successful. Last time I did a radio program, last week, you guys stepped up at levels never heard of before. We were able to garner many thousands of dollars just from the Positive Mind listeners. And thank you all for that so much. But right now, we need you to go to your phones for the antenna. Yep. Support the antenna. 516-620-3602. Any amount of money. You're gonna be talking to the transmitter fund. People will answer the phone, say this is the transmitter donation. Emergency transmitter WBAI donation. It's a call center, 516-620-3602. If they don't know what you're talking about, press them. Because there are people who may not even know what WBAI is. It's a call center. We're hiring until we get our new location. And in our new location, we'll have our own call center again, 516-620-3602. This is Armand DeBille with you with the Positive Mind. I'm telling you that we have this crisis. We're in it. We're going to be in it. We're going to be pitching and asking for the rest of the month. Another way that you could donate the money is to go to givetowbai.org. Givetowbai.org. It's a website that will also accept your donations. 516-620-3602. I'm going to play you some music. And while I'm playing you some music, I'm going to ask you to please show your support, and then we'll come back and give you more of this topic that we've been talking about. This is Armand DeMille. I'll be back with you in just a couple of minutes. With you with the Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM. So here's another one. Let's talk about compassion. A hint for friends and other professionals. When meeting a person for the first time, the goal is to establish a positive relationship. If you meet somebody for the first time, you want a positive relationship, even if that means you're never going to see the person again. You'd like it to be a positive relationship. You don't want it to be a negative relationship, right? If you see somebody in a store and you're trying to buy something from them and they diss you because they're at the cash register, they don't pay attention to you, they're doing something. They're just starting a negative relationship and you have a negative relationship back. That's not what we desire. We want to have positive relationships with everybody. Positive doesn't mean I'm going to hug you and love you and give you money. Positive simply means a respect, a mutuality. We're both people on this planet. When meeting with a person for the first time, the goal of the person who is in transition, the goal of the person who is trying to develop their mind, is to establish a positive relationship. That doesn't mean you have to be obsequious. It doesn't mean you have to be too nice. It doesn't mean anything. It just means a feeling of mutual respect. This is one where the person can sense your compassion. See, all people really want to know, bottom line, is that you understand how they feel. When people meet for the first time, they tend to talk about things. After a while, they talk about themselves. Your response, the way you respond with the things, if they start telling you about things, they're testing you. They're kind of saying, I'm going to tell him about the bus and see how he responds. Then I'm going to tell him about this person I know and see how he responds. Well, if I tell him about this person I know who did something stupid and he becomes hypercritical, I'm not going to tell him about myself. So whenever you meet people for the first time and they start talking about things, they're setting you up to find out how you respond so that they can start telling you about themselves or want to know whether or not they could talk to you about themselves. So when you hear people do persiflage, you don't know what persiflage is, do you? I'm feeling I have a quizzical look from Julian as I say the word. Persiflage was one of those words. When I was a kid, we had to take a thing called the graduate record exams, the GREs. And in that, you had to memorize words. And one of the words we had to memorize was persiflage. Persiflage means meaningless banter. It means you're kind of talking back and forth and back and forth, but it doesn't have any meaning. Persiflage, good word, huh? I've always wanted to use it, and here I am finally using it on radio. It's great. People's response to what when they talk about the outside tells them whether or not you are to be trusted. So be careful. When you meet people for the first time, do not become judgmental about anything. Don't do it. Even if you think you're joining them in their judgmentalism, don't do it. Don't do it. If they say to you, oh, isn't the weather terrible today? It's a really horrible storm. They should have cleaned up the streets. The mayor is doing nothing. Try not to respond. Because in that world of negativity, you're being invited, but that person is going to find out whether you're going to be negative or not, and they're going to know whether they could trust you or not. So as you get down to personal conversation, eventually, someone relaxes something, and they relate something to you that bothers them. The temptation, when hearing someone talk about something that bothers them, is to gather information, is to collect facts. The temptation is to try to think, how am I going to help them solve this? You see, facts have little to do with feelings. All bad feelings, anger, sadness, depression, grief, despair, loneliness, pain and tension, all of those feelings come from one source. They're the result of a person feeling vulnerable. Let's test that out. A person feels vulnerable, they get angry. Of course, just as any animal would, right? You're vulnerable, you could easily be hurt. What do? You get it. You respond with anger. Sadness is a feeling of vulnerability. You lost something, and there's nothing you could do about it. Depression is a sense of vulnerability. You're hiding out, you're hunkering down, you're kind of running away. Despair, loneliness, you can't find anyone to be with you. Tension is the same thing. It all comes from the vulnerability that you can't relax. So all of these things that people talk about, people tell you about it, but underneath it is the sense that this person is vulnerable. The issue, therefore, is not to get information about the situation, but to understand and empathize with the person's felt sense of vulnerability. And the way you do that is you say to someone, that must have felt really bad. Oh, that must have been really tough on you. I mean, this is what I do for a living. I see people for the first time and they give me situations and I say, wow, that must have hurt. And that's where the empathy comes in. That's where they begin to feel that you're really there, not when you try to teach at them or get information or try to get more details. So, for example, if a person reports that they feel bad because they just had an argument with a friend, the issue is not who started the argument, what was the argument about, who said what, and then who said what, and then who's telling the truth, and who's lying, and who's right, and who's wrong. That's all ridiculous stuff. That's what kids do. That's what teenagers do. That's what adolescents do. That's what you do before you learn. The real issue is why this person feels so bad over a disagreement that they are depressed, that they're upset, that they need to find somebody to talk to about it. What does this disappointment mean to this person? That's the question. So the question becomes, what does it mean? The more compassionate response is to show empathy with a depth of feeling that the person is experiencing by saying something like, boy, I really see that you're in a great deal of pain over this. It seems like you've got a lot of trouble over this. With this kind of response, the person feels safe, sometimes for the very first time. The facts are almost meaningless. The issue is to show that you can understand what makes the person feel so bad at the moment. And even if you don't understand, it's okay too. If a person says to you, he left, but he took my doll with him, and I'm really depressed and upset about the doll, you don't have to understand. You don't have to say it's just a doll. You don't have to say who is the meaning of the doll. You don't have to understand anything. You just said, oh, I see that really shook you. That makes the difference. If instead you become a fact finder, if there are any facts to be gathered, is it about the person's experience? You might ask the person, if you don't understand, could you tell me what it is about that bothers you so much? So let's use the doll as an example. So a person says he left and he took the doll with him. And you say to him, what is it about the doll that bothers you so much? That's an okay question. But not, how can you get so upset about a doll? That's not an okay question. And before we go further, let me remind you what we're doing here today. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind, bringing you this information, which is very valuable, of course. However, this is the month, March, very special month. You know that Albert Einstein was born on March 14th, Pi Day. They call it Pi Day around the country. All of the great institutions, especially the mathematical ones and the scientific ones, celebrate Pi Day. Pi being 3.1427, so on and so forth, the number Pi. But of course, the way they celebrate it is by making pie. And they do. And they have all these pies that people have. It's Pi Day, March 14th. What's important about that? What's important about that is that it's coming up. And here we have this wonderful celebration of a birth. I happen to have been born on March 14th. Also, I saw Albert Einstein passing up there in the clouds. He was kind of leaving as I was coming in, but we waved to each other. And we both talked about WBAI, and we said we could barely hear you because the transmitter was down. You can't have a transmitter down. You cannot, you know. So Al asked me to ask you to make a donation to the station, to give them something for the transmitter fund, whatever you could do, in the name of Albert Einstein, who 3.14, without it, you couldn't have that wonderful number. 516-620-3602. This is Armand DeMille being a little silly with you at a time when we need silliness and seriousness. You could go to www.give2wbai.org. And you can make a donation of any kind, $5, $10, $15, whatever it is you give, $1,000 if you could spare it. Because this transmitter, which we are in the hole for, we're paying off part of it, the Empire State Building says, hey, we got other people who want that spot. They'll pay us more. You're in breach of contract. You owe us 6 months' rent. We would like you to leave. Now, this is not because the Empire State Building is a bad building. I have no idea if it's a good or a bad building. What I do know is it's a business building. And they said, we're kind of fed up with carrying you guys who don't pay your rent, and we have other people who want the antenna. The antenna, this incredible thing that we have, which is going to be archaic. I mean, they're not even going to exist in the future. You know, you could be buying old antennas for your house just as something to have around, because they're not going to exist very long. But for as long as they are there, it's very important because it sends out 90 miles in every direction. And you could get, just imagine where that is. from the top of the Empire State Building. And if you've got a really strong receiver, you can get it from even beyond that. And then through it, somehow, because we broadcast through that antenna, we are also able to broadcast online, and we stream to you. We have just gotten the information that 1,500 new people, 1,500, right, Julian? What's the number? Hold on a second.
We've got 1,500 every week, unique.
Unique what?
Unique visitors coming in and streaming the Positive Mind from the website.
From the website. 1,500 unique visitors every week. Now, these could be aliens, you know, because as many people thought, these could be these people who are landing on the planet slowly.
That does explain that large number.
That does explain 1,500 aliens.
I mean, yeah.
It's a large number, though, right? It surprised you when you heard it.
It was. It's nice to hear that it's unique. You know, these are new people every week. These aren't just recurring. These are people that are tuning in starting that week and adding to the numbers, so it's pretty cool.
And they go in through the website of the Positive Mind because they're told by somebody else, but then they go into WBAI, and here it is. All you folks, you uniquies out there, you unikins. No, I didn't mean that. But the unique ones, would you please, 516-620-3602, you like what you're hearing on WBAI? Have you made a donation to the station? It is a public station. We are listener-supported only. Not by anyone else. And the great stuff you hear here and the great stuff you hear at other times on this station all comes to you for free. But it's an education. It's your university. 516-620-3602 or go to www.givetowbai.org. Am I saying it to you, these lessons that we're sliding you in between? 516-620-3602. Make your calls right now, my friends, and we're going back to what we were doing. Thank you. 516-620-3602. Hey, just a reminder, my friends, while we're doing all of this, 516-620-3602, we are asking you to make a donation for the Transmitter Fund. When you call, do mention the word transmitter for WBAI. Emergency Transmitter Fund. This is what this is for. It's to save the antenna at the WBA at the Empire State Building, paying off the dues that we have. 516-620-3602. Hurricane Sandy did wash away a lot of our finances, what we had. We just got bagged. But we're staying with you and we're staying on the air. 516-620-3602. Please go to your phones. Make another donation. You like today's program. You like what you're getting out of it. You're only getting half a program because I'm spending half the time asking you for help. But if you like what you're hearing, please go to your phones right now, 516-620-3602. Show your support. By the end of March, we will be finished with this, hopefully, or we'll be finished with the station, which we don't want. There are too many people pitching in. There are the beautiful people of WBAI. I have seen folks who are producers stepping up during this time, doing things. Mimi Rosenberg is pulling together some wonderful, wonderful music events. Bertol has been unendingly working himself off, and just a many number of people, Kathy Davis, and some of our finest people. 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. If you've had any trouble getting any response from us at the DeMel Center as a result of a recent offering we made, call us back. You call us at the DeMel Center. If you have any trouble getting through to WBAI.org, if you can't get to 516, call us at 212-757-4488. 212-757-4488. You got a problem with anything that we've offered, we will get it to you. If we haven't gotten you the appointment, if you haven't heard back from us, please call us because we honor everything. The station, I can't account for everybody at the station, but with certain problems, if you have them with us and anything that we've done or offered, we will certainly be there for you. 212-757-4488. That's to clarify anything with us. In the meanwhile, the dial-in number to make the donation for the Transmitter Fund. Get ready, you must have heard it all year, 516-all-winter, 516-620-3602, or www.givetowbai.org. And here we go. We've got another one for you. We're just in the middle of this. We're going right back to it. 516-620-3602. Our purpose today is to encourage people to donate to help us with this transmitter fund. It's a must. We've got two major issues that we have to deal with at WBAI, both debts that are threatening to put us out of business. We are clearing them up with your help. 516-620-3602. You can do it through the website, www.givetowbai.org. That's givetowbai.org. If you like what you're hearing, if you like The Positive Mind, if you like WBAI, www.givetowbai.org. Telephone number 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
Your mind is a beautiful piece of engineering. It's been said that if you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you always got. Here's a chance to learn new ways to be with people and to be with yourself as well. Tune into The Positive Mind, Tuesdays and most Wednesdays at 1 p.m. on WBAI 99.5 FM. It's knowledge from the heart, my friends.
This is Armand DeMille back with you with The Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM. If instead you become a fact finder, if there are any facts to be gathered, is it about the person's experience? You might ask the person, if you don't understand, could you tell me what it is about that that bothers you so much? You establish a relationship that is very similar to all of the people in their lives who ask for details and aren't tuned into the person's pain. Listen closely. Get what life is like for this person. Don't turn them off. The best that happens is that you really get to know them. You may decide that the person's carrying too much baggage for you to bring into your life. That's okay, too. Sometimes when you listen to somebody, they really sound... I had this happen the other day. Someone was talking to me, and as she was talking to me, she was telling me about her grief and her problem and how she's stuck where she is and she can't get out of it. And as I was kind of listening, and I elicited a little more information, she said, you know, they're always watching. And I said, who's always watching? She said, they are always watching. And slowly she unfolded a fantasy of aliens who are here on the planet, who are not seen by our eyes, who are watching her behaviors and instigating her grief. So as I listened to this person, who I would never have seen this stuff if I hadn't looked to uncover it, if I hadn't invited it, I realized to myself, well, here's a person who needs help, needs professional help, but I had met her socially. And I thought about this person as a potential friend, but I quickly said to myself, no, too much baggage there to be a personal friend. But I will extend my hand and offer to help her professionally. So sometimes by inquiring, by asking people questions, you learn a great deal by not reacting. And by not reacting, the thing you get is you get a chance to judge whether or not this person would be someone you'd want. And if you want to invite them into your life and explore a little further, it could be a fabulous thing. It could be great. All of this introspection helps you, and the way you deal with people helps you a great deal. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. These little tools that we use to grow with, these little parts of us that we use to try to get through life, they become very good. They become excellent. Like, do you know, when talking to people, this is a Dale Carnegie message. When you talk to people for the first time, the main thing they want to do is talk about themselves. If you talk to someone and you listen to them and you see that they're turning conversations about themselves. Well, Dale Carnegie, in his book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, a very famous book he wrote, he said, let them talk about themselves and just listen. Listen as if what they're saying is valuable. say phrases like, that's very intelligent, oh, that's important, or stuff like that in between. And he said, with this, you will win friends and you'll be very influential with people because people will love you if that's all you do. They don't ask you about you. They don't ask you what you feel. They don't want to know who you are. They just want to talk about themselves. Now, if you understand this and you meet people for the first time, let them talk about themselves. And then see, are they curious about you? Do they want to know about you? I've loved my experiences where people, not even for a moment, ask me a single question about myself. Not a single one. Not how you're feeling today. Not what's it like today. Nothing. Nothing. How did you get here? How did you go there? Not one question. I'm sure many of you have had that experience. Women have that experience a lot with men. Men believe that in order for them to be able to get whatever relationships they want with women, what they've got to do is show their rooster self. They've got to show their feathers. They've got to show my car, my job, my this, my that. And the more you show, the more this person is going to be willing to be yours. But you know the real truth of it is? When that very man asks you as a woman about yourself and asks you what you feel and what you think, that's going to get him a lot more material than the one where he's just there boasting. Because men don't do that. People don't do that. When women do that with men, if it's a heterosexual thing and they're meeting them for the first time, the men become suspicious. What does she want to know? How does she want to know? And the kind of questions sound like that kind of inquiry. But when a man asks another person, when a person asks a person about themselves and asks and listens, it's such an amazing thing. It's so beautiful. It's so powerful. So you want to ask and you want to listen. You want to not judge. And this will help you grow. This will teach you that somewhere along the line, you can find a better way of being with people. It's an amazing thing, my friends. So this is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM. We're going to explore just a couple more things related to introspection. Introspection, an interesting word. It means to look inward. Intimacy, an interesting word. Into me, see. Intimacy. Into me, see. Into me, look. Look at me. Look who I am. See who I am. Let me see who you are. Let me find out about you. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to live in a world where we show people who we are. And what's the ultimate goal? Well, if I had to make a long-range plan, and it was going to be the ultimate goal for people, where people eventually go, it would be just simply around living an honest life. You live an honest life, you're living a life where you don't hide anything about yourself. You can tell the truth. You have no worries of people discovering you, and it's just about truthfulness. Where you don't have to be in a profession where you have to lie to people about everything, you know? The eventual goal is an honest life. It's such a comfortable feeling to know that whatever you're doing is true, that you're not lying to people in one form or another, that you're not having to hide. It's a beautiful feeling. If you get to be an advanced age and you have that, it's a wonderful thing. 516-620-3602. Our purpose today is to encourage people to donate to help us with this transmitter fund. It's a must. We've got two major issues that we have to deal with at WBAI, both debts that are threatening to put us out of business. We are clearing them up with your help. 516-620-3602. You can do it through the website www.givetowbai.org. That's givetowbai.org. If you like what you're hearing, if you like The Positive Mind, if you like WBAI, www.givetowbai.org. Telephone number 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
Hello, and it's Julian here, and that number is going to get you to a call center. When you get to that call center, you need to call them and tell them that you're looking to donate to the Transmitter Fund for WBAI. The Transmitter Fund is, this money is going to be going directly to paying for the antenna that WBAI uses to send out their radio shows through the sound waves. And it's not going to be transmitted if we can't afford this. And it's, we're already behind on it, and that's why we're bothering you once again for this money. But we would only do it because we need it, because we need to keep listener-supported radio out there for you guys. This is Julian, Armand's cousin, engineer, and I've been working with him for a while, and it's just, it's amazing to be part of this show and listening to all this stuff and just going through it. It's beautiful, really, spending time with Armand. If you love Armand, if you love The Positive Mind, if you love WBAI, donate now, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Now, you call that number, you tell them you want to donate. You can say $5, $10, $15, $20, $50, $100, $1,000, anything you want to do. We will take it, and we will put it directly towards the transmitter fund to pay for our antenna at the Empire State Building. Now, this antenna is shooting out sound rays all over the city, 90 miles wide, getting to everybody out there in Jersey, in the metropolitan area. You know, this is like, this is it, you know, and we need this. This is the only way we get to transmit. Other than that, this is the website, but, you know, this is not the traditional way. We want to do it through the radio, through the antenna, and keep it going and reach you guys out there. So 516-620-3602. Now, it's pretty cool. Me and Armand have been looking into the statistics of what's going on in his site, and we're getting 1,500 new visitors every week, and it's just amazing. This show is loved, and we want you guys' help. We need your help. If you love this show, help us out. And you know, if you donated before, donate again if you can. If not, you know, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers, show them the show, share with them, thepositivemind.com, and there's the archives there. You can listen to other shows, and you know, we want to keep that. We want more shows coming. We want new shows. We want to keep WBAI here and going. So that's 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. Now, this is Julian, and I'm Armand's cousin, engineer. I've been working with him for the past couple months, keeping the show going through these hard times, you know, and you hear hard times and you're like, we've all been through hard times, but I mean, WBAI's office was on Wall Street and it got flooded during Hurricane Sandy, and it's just changed everything for the past couple months. It's really changed everything. They had to do a whole move. They lost their ISDN lines, which is how they normally transmit the radio to the Empire State Building to be transmitted to you guys. So it's been difficult, where everybody's been having to scramble to make their own shows, and it's not easy, and we need your help. We need your help. You're the one. If you're listening to this right now, help us out. Call 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. And also, if you don't want to pick up the phone and call this call center, which is maybe a little bit complicated, go to give2wbai.org. Now, give2wbai.org is with the number 2. And this site, you can go there right now and donate to our emergency transmitter fund and help us out. Now, it's just one click away. You just click it, go there, donate, and boom, you're done. And you've helped us out. And you've done your part. And we need everybody to do their part, because if we've got 1,500 visitors a week, we have 1,500 new unique visitors a week just streaming the show on Armand's site, The Positive Mind. I mean, there's got to be thousands of people out here just listening. And if you could give us $5 each, it would be enormous. It would be enormous. And that's it. We need your help. We need you, every single one of you, to help us out and keep this afloat, because if not, WBAI, all this work that we've been doing, this fund drive for the past month, all this helping out, that all these donations that people have been giving, it's going to be for nothing, and we can't have that happen. You know, we need to make sure that WBAI is kept afloat, and that's with your help. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. And give to WBAI.org.
We're going to have to be going right now, my friends. If you wanted to hear today's program again, you could go to WBAI.org. Or you can go to thepositivemind.com, where you'll hear a lot of archives. And you could send an email also to Armand, A-R-M-A-N-D, at thepositivemind.com. I'd love to hear from you and hear your reactions. Be back with you soon, my friends.
Sem se misturar. Preto que é preto ilumina porque é preto. Preto que é preto combina de se olhar. Preto que tem resolvida a sua cor. Não tem que se impor. Nem que se curvar. Tem nada a ver com a cor. Alguém sambar. Tem tudo a ver com a cor. Saber gingar. Ajeita quando tem cabeça feita. Que lá no fundo quando deita é tudo igual. Pra quem me aceita e como negro me respeita. Eu sou pretinho, negro, velho, coisa e tal. A gente ajeita quando tem cabeça feita. Que lá no fundo quando deita é tudo igual. Pra quem me aceita e como negro me respeita. Eu sou pretinho, negro, velho, coisa e tal. Tem nada a ver com a cor. Alguém samba. Mas tu quer ver? Tem tudo a ver com a cor. Saber gingar. Preto que é preto ilumina porque é preto. Preto que é preto combina de se olhar. Preto é uma cor, mas também é minha preta. Cor e pele preta, sem se misturar. Ih, vem comigo. Tem nada a ver com a cor. Alguém sambar. A gente ajeita quando tem cabeça feita. Que lá no fundo quando deita é tudo igual. Pra quem me aceita e como negro me respeita. Aí sim, eu sou pretinho, negro, velho, coisa e tal. A gente ajeita quando tem cabeça feita. Que lá no fundo quando deita é tudo igual. Pra quem me aceita e como negro me respeita. Eu sou pretinho, negro, velho, coisa e tal.
Vem, meu povo, canta comigo, vem.
Tem nada a ver com a cor. Alguém sambar.
Mas olha só.
Tem tudo a ver com a cor. Saber gingar. Tem nada a ver com a cor.
Não tem mesmo.
Alguém.
Então mostra pra mim.
Só quem é preto ilumina porque é preto. A cor é preta, mas também é minha preta. E só pra quem tem resolvido a sua cor. Não tem que se impor, nem que se curvar. Eu sou pretinho.